Now, after seeing top race, the seed race in nature, so the here, it's unusual, but here it is so. The Hagoy of the Ramor is before the sif of the Mechaber. Usually, first there is the sif by the Mechaber, and then the Ramor adds its comment. But here, the Hagoy of the Ramor is before the sif of the Mechaber. Umisamin, because the Mechaber didn't mention that we have to fast and think that yo. It's a tiny Sindivaya Kabbalah. That's the Nashvi. But so the Ramor put it in. That's one of the tiniest sibo that we give a Kabbalah that we have to fast. Why we have to fast? Because Gedaliah ben Achikom was killed. Now, Gedaliah ben Achikom was killed on Rosh Hashanah, but on Rosh Hashanah we cannot fast. So the Takone was, the Takone Samzim was, that we should fast on the third of Tishrei. Because of that, there is a Machlokes, a Potki, in regard to certain things. So a tiny sibo that is nitre is more kal than a tiny sibo that is not nitre. Certainly in regard to Tisha B'Av. So there are special kules in regard to a Tisha B'Av that occurred on Shabbos and it was nitre to Sunday. So the question is, here Gedaliah ben Achikom was killed on Rosh Hashanah, and the takone was that we should fast on the third of Tishrei. So there are some poskim who say that it has a din of nitre. Nitre, so all the kules that apply to nitre apply to things that you. But others say, and with good reason, that this is not a nitre. Nitre is, let's say, like Tisha B'Av. So the Nevi'im or Misakein, you have to fast on the ninth of all. But sometimes the ninth of all is on Shabbat. So you cannot fast on Shabbat, so it's nitre. It's deferred to Sunday. But here, true that the tragedy that is the basis of the Talmud happens on Rosh Hashanah, but at the very outset the Takone Samzim was that we should fast on the third of Tishrei. So mainly it does not have a din of Nitre, but there is a machlokes on that. B'chol ha'yomim shem b'Rosh Hashanah v'yom ha'kippurim marbim b'tzuvah z'tachnunu, because it's a Aseret Yemei Tshuva. So, Hashem v'yimotze kolu v'yesi korei, so the Gemara says that this is reference to that Aseret Yemei Tshuva. Ve'imrim obdinu malteinu erev u'beikia, mirvad b'shabes. Shabes, we're not allowed to say chinez, so we're not allowed to say obdinu malteinu. Ve'afiru imchol mirom, she'imrim tachnun, so tachnun we don't say there is a break. Avel hocha imrim obdinu malteinu, obdinu malteinu has nothing to do whether we say tachnun or not. Ve'imrim b'chol yeim gimu pomin vidu kigam alit hasham. So three times we have to say yoshamnu, the vidu, that's the vidu that we say in the shlich, milvad derev yom ha'kippurim, shenim renei say al pamach. So in the erev yom ha'kippurim we say vidu only once, but every other day we say vidu three times. Ve'neistin chayret, yechayri mashbin odem bezdi, ad achal yom ha'kippurim. In other words, even if bezdi finds it important to impose the chayrem, but in Aseret Yemei Tshuva, so it's not right to impose the Chayim on Aseret Yemei Tshuva, because Aseret Yemei Tshuva, all Jews have to concentrate upon Ahavas Yisrael. So even when Mitzad Adin, it is necessary, because of the Seir HaShoch, to impose the Chayim, but it cannot be done in Aseret Yemei Tshuva. And even if somebody is Mechuyet, a Shmuyet Bibel, so that's the Aloha. But in Aseret Yemei Tshuva we should not do that. In Mikachin Alivono Ad Mikroi Yom HaKippur. Why? Because there is a medrash that in Mikroi Yom HaKippur in Baskol Yisei Zvei Meret Echilei Chachil Bishimcho Lachmecha. So because of that, in other words, in Mikroi Yom HaKippur is a person is sure of Bishimcha. So, and Kiddush Livono, so is proper when a person is in a state of simcha. So because of that, so there are more passages that we, even if the livone can be seen before Yom Kippur, we should wait still we say Yom Kippur. However, the Rigush and the Gor, Achilles, and we say on the contrary, before Yom Kippur, a Jew should try to be Mikayim as many mitzvahs as possible. And the mitzvah bol yotcho altach mitzeno, so it applies all year, it certainly applies in Aseret and Mitzvah, he should not postpone. V'shabesh and v'rishashon olim ha-kipurim, ha-mine gloina beitis kos chotet. Af mi shein in Yiza, mipas shol nochri, v'aseret and Mitzvah shol chrizoya. Pas nochri, so he's one of the takone. And the takone was in Kippur, not to tell it, in Erev Mitzvah. Now, so, what is the essence of this mitzvah? Now, the Rabbi Yehuda in Shari Tshuva mentions two pshotim. One is that the purpose of this mitzvah of eating Erev Yom Kippur is to prepare oneself for the tonic. In other words, if he eats, so then he is prepared, he'll be able to fast. If he doesn't eat Erev Yom Kippur, so then the fasting will be very burdensome, very difficult for him. Another washing in Rabbi Yehuda in Shari Tshuva is that the reason is why the Torah is mechayev to eat Erev Yom Kippur, because actually Yom Kippur is Yom Teh. And Yom Teh, so one is not, he's mechayev to be sameach and to eat. But here Yom Kippur is also Yom Teh. So some mele, the feature of Simcha is lacking in Yom Kippur. So in order to supply for the feature of Simcha that is lacking in Yom Kippur itself, so the Torah is mechayev us to have that kind of Simcha Erev Yom Kippur. This is what Rabbi Yehuda says in the second Loshi, in Shari Tshuva. Now, from Rashi in Broches and Yume, it's much more like the first Loshi, that the purpose of eating Erev Yom Kippur is in order to prepare ourselves for the Tonic. The also in Sunday's day, a few times holen. Now it's a Shabbos, it's certainly also to fast, but time is holen, and Shabbos, you're allowed to fast. So Roshna Ramba means if somebody had a Chalim Ra, a very distressing dream, so and Nafshi Agumolo, and he's very saddened by the dream, so he's allowed to fast even on Shabbos. So on Shabbos, it's needed to fast because the Yisya of fasting on Shabbos is because it's inconsistent with the image. It's Mashed, with Mikrokedesh, with the image. So Mimele, if it's Nafshi Agumolok, so it will be more of an image for him if he will fast. Mashed Kein Erev Yom Kippurim, so that has nothing to do with the image. And it's a special aloche that he's not allowed to fast. So even in Chinese college, he's not allowed to fast. Certainly, I mean, according to the first Loshin Rabbi Yehuda, which seems to be the pshat of Moses Hasheni, so we can understand this why even if Tanis Cholim is not allowed to fast, because the purpose is in order to prepare himself for the fast. So if he fasts, even if it's Tanis Cholim, he still is not prepared for the tonic of Yom Kippur. A nifli al pneyem be'arav Yom Kippurim, because there is a mitzvah of achile in the Arav Yom Kippurim, so memele, there is no nisiyas kapai, I'm sorry, there is no nisile, there is no tachnun on Erev Yom Kippurim, like every day that is Yom Kippur, or even Ksas Yom Kippur, so there is no nisiyas, so there is no tachnun. Gamin emrim lam natseyach umizme leteva. So lam natseyach we don't say because it is, Yancho is mentioned lam natseyach yancho adishem beisor, beisor. And Erev Yom Kippur is not a Yom Tzoro, it's a Yom Tzoro. And Mizna L'Tzeido we don't say because there is a Mizna L'Tzeido is Kinege the Korban Tzeido. Now, there is a Loche Yimidim Kotchen with the Itatsu. So in other words, we cannot be Matzeh the Korban under such circumstances that it will necessarily involve a reduction of this Zman Achille. So Mimele and a Korban Tzeido, one couldn't be Matzeh the Korban Tzeido Erev Yom Kippur. Because it's nechal, we mean the lilo lechol apochet. So mimele, and in Kippur night, you're not allowed to eat. So mimele, you are reducing the possibility of achille, this man of achille. So there's an isar in Yizim kochim with this absul. So it seems one is not allowed to be maxed with the korban teidah of Yom Kippur. So merely the Mizmori Seido, which is based upon Nishalmo poems for Seino, so should not be recited either. Gamunim Rim Kirimal is a Shaha Harbis Liches, the Yesh Mikame is Neagim Harbis Liches, the Hakir, the Hakir if Yaminek, Ulin and Amira Sabinim Alkeno, Bear of the Makipurim, Yesh Mimachreke Binachrein, Uminagirin Shalela Imre, said the Minek in his city, that means in Krakow, was not to say Obinu Malkeinu. Why? Because Erev Yom Kippur is a Yom Kippur. Ki im kishachal yim ha-kippurim b'shabes, sheinim rim bey Obinu Malkeinu, oz amrin anei say Erev Yom Kippurim shachtes. Tavim simen tof rei shei. Mina kaporet b'Erev Yom Kippurim. Ma she neyagim latis kaporet b'Erev Yom Kippurim, lishchei karnigeil al kolben zohor v'leimar olof psukim yishlim neyaminim. That's the shita of the Mechaber. And his shita is that it's osir to do the kaporet. In other words, to take a tanagel for every man, and the tanageles for every woman, and to shake it over the head. So that's osir mitzad darki yomeir. And there is a tshuva to Rabbi Goyen. Rabbi Goyen was inquired as to the origin of the minhag. He says, the Rabbi Goyen said, that he answered that he doesn't know the real reason why it should be done, but there is, it should not be nimna, it should not be stopped, since Jews are made to do it that way. However, the Ramban shita is that it's osir because of the Arki Ameir. In other words, it looks like a matter of superstition. I mean, you take the tarnigel over there. The Yesh, but the Ramban says the Yesh me'agenim shekosu minekzeh v'chein kosu eison rabi minachrein. וכן נהגים לכל מדינת אלו, ואין לשם, כי הוא מן הדבסיקים, ונהגים לקח תנגל זוכר וזוכר, ולנקבו לקחים תנגל, ולקחים ומוברת בייס תנגל, אולי תהיה זוכר, ובחרים בתנגלים לבונים, על דרך שנאמר אם יהיו חתריכם כשונים כשולת ילדינו. And this is the real reason as to why. It can be done, according to Ramo, it's the proper thing to be done. The real purpose of doing kaporet is the tool raises the question, why a tarnigel, why a tarnigeles? Well, the real purpose of doing kaporet is, as the Gro points out on this simen, because of zdoke. In other words, in the Hanami, if somebody will do kaporet with a tarnigel, tarnigeles, he will not give away the tarnigel and tarnigeles for anim. So then, he has no mitzvah, but the real purpose is because of Zokim. The Hatoah, Hatoya, the Goyen mentions the Potik in Daniel, that Daniel said to Nebuchadnezzar, the Hatoyah prayed with Zokim. You want to redeem yourself, so then you have to do Zokim. So that's the purpose. So that's why the Ramo says, you are the meeting of Kaporet Lanim, or you will base on the moment Shenesin Lanim. Now, my father's house in Warsaw, in Europe, so the minhag was to do kaporet with tarnigel and tarnigelim. But there it was practicable to give away all the tarnigelim. The number of tarnigelim, in other words, it corresponds with the number of people in the household. So it was given away, all the tarnigelim were given away for anim. But in this country, in America, so it wasn't practicable to do that. So my father started to do kaporet with money. And that's the real purpose of the kapor. Now, if somebody goes to the market, to the poultry market, and he pays a quarter, and then he takes the tarnigel or tarnigeles and he says the kaporet, so he's divested of the whole purpose of kapor. V'yesh mikimei she'noagin leilech al akvoreis ul'harbis bizdokom, v'hakel minag yofi. ויש להסליח שחידת הכפורס מיד לאח אשר הרזירו אלוב וישומח יודו אלוב מוס הכל. Now the Taz is chilis, and he says that that is osir, it should not be done, because it looks like kochim בחוץ, like a thief is magdish kochim בחוץ. ויזרקים מנהיהם על הגגויס או בחוצי מוקים שהאיפיס יחילים לוקחת לישון. That's because the main reason is because the רחמוב על כל מעשות, so in other words, to show compassion even for the birds, so that's why Yizirkin Mimeyem or Agagei, so the Chotzeh Mokim Sheif is Yochayim Yikachat Yishon. Shom Freish Vov, Ki Yitai Yisodem Chavir Ederev Yim Akipur. Avir Eish Yinod Mo Chavir Eim Akipur Yim Echapeir Ad She Yitai Sen. Vafil Lul Knite Yelo Bidvor, even if he only just hurt his feelings by telling him a certain remark that was embarrassing. So he also has to be Mifayet. Tzorach Mifayet. Vimeini Mispayet Borishenu Yarve Yavyelech Pam Shmiyo Yishlishi. ובכל פעם ייקח אם הגימו אנושי. So, from the lotion of the Mechaber, it's mashma, the Beir Halacha pointed out, that each time, even the first time, he has to take three men with him, in the presence of whom he should ask him for Mechila. So that's how it's mashma, from the lotion of the Mechaber, because he says the Tzorach Lefayse is inspired by Rishenu Yal Zedirich Pam Shinu Shvishi Uvichol Pam. So it's Mashma Chol Pam. Even the first time he has to take with him three people, and in the presence of the three people he has to ask him for Mechilas. From the Lashon HaRambam it's Mashma that the first time, so he only has to go there by himself, not take along three people. But then if when he's there by himself with the person whom he offended, and he asks him mechilat, and the grief party refuses to be meichel him, so then he has to go a second time, so the second time he should take with him three people, but the first time he doesn't have to take three people. However, the Mechaber Shita is that even the first time he has to ask, ask three people to go along with him, and in their presence to ask mechilat of the grief party. So, suppose three times he went to the grief party and he asked him for mechile, and he still refuses to be meichel, to forgive him, so then he doesn't have to bother anymore. So he is offered. However, he has to make a declaration in the presence of 10 people that three times, so he asked the grief party for mechile, and the grief party refused to be meichel. That's only if he's not his Rebbe. However, if one agrees with his Rebbe, even if he asks the Rebbe three times, he should be mechli. But if the Rebbe refuses, he has to persevere in asking him until the Rebbe will be mechli. In other words, the agreed party should not be stubborn and he should be mechli. So that's from the Gemara in Yume, the story about Rav and Rav Hanine. So from that we deduce that sometimes the grief party has the right to refuse to be meichel because he feels that it's for the benefit of the wrongdoer not to be meichel, because sometimes there is such a situation. If he at the very outset is meichelim, so then he might be tempted to do the same wrong again. So in such a situation, so the grief party is not mechuyev to be meichelim. V'im heitzi olav shemra in tzorech limchelim. Now, so if the wrongdoer fabricated a story about the grief party, so then he is not mechuyev to be meichli, the grief party. However, there is a mitzvah, even in such a case, to be meichel. That's why in the Tfilah Zakol, which was composed by the Mechaber of the Chayodom, Rav Avrom Danzig, so he says, there it's mentioned, V'arani meichel v'cholodom shachoti kenegdi, v'mchile gmura, v'afilu mi sheheitzi, Shem Ra Kemedidi, Harim Meichalei. Why? Because even though one is not Mechuyev, he's not an Arzor, but the ideal thing is to be forgiving, even to a person who was Meiti Shem Ra against him. Now, here we saw that according to the Mechaber, so he has to take three people with him when he asks Mechuyev. Why is that important? And why is that important? Now, as it appears from the Gemara in from the Gemara in Yume, at the end of Yume, the story with Rav and the butcher, a certain butcher insulted Rav, and then Rav waited many days so that the butcher should come to him, and ask Rav for Mechile, but the butcher didn't show up, so Rav went to the butcher. And then the Gemara mentions another story of a certain Amire. So somebody hurt his feelings, committed a very serious wrong against him. So he kept on passing by near his home in order to make himself available, so that the one who did hurt his feelings will come out and will ask Mechile. Now the question arises, why did they have to do all that? They could have done, let's say Rav wanted that the butcher should be Nimchal. And as a matter of fact, the Gemara says that the butcher was severely, when Rav did come to his house, so the butcher started to attack him, and he says, "Get out of here, I don't want to see you." So then something happened to him and he died, the butcher. So Rav wanted to protect the butcher, that the butcher should not be overtaken by tragedy, by disaster. All he had to do is to send a shliach, to the butcher and tell him, I forgive you. As a matter of fact, this is what the Hayodom did in the Filozako. So Rabbi Tzvi Petterburger, he mentions, he deduces from this Gemara, that in order to get kaporet for avirish, not for avirish, it's not enough that the aggrieved party is meicher. But in order to get kaporet for avirish, not for avirish, then the wrongdoer has to humble himself and he has to subject himself to the embarrassment of asking the person whom he wronged, whom he insulted, mechile. And it's only the biush, the embarrassment that he suffers as a result of humbling himself before the aggrieved party that he gets kapor. Now, we can see that is true also from the psak of the Mechaber. The Mechaber, Mechaber Shikhi is that every time he asks Mechile from the aggrieved party, so he has to take three people along with him. Why do they have to take three people along with him? The answer is, If he takes three people along with him, so then he'll be embarrassed. So that is an essential element in the kapore, the fact that he humbles himself before the aggrieved party. Now the question arises, so what did Rav Avrom Dantzig, the Mechaber of the Hayodom, what did he accomplish? He was misaking that every Jew should say in the Tfilozako, V'ariyani meichel l'cholodom shachoto kenegdi, v'mchilig mure, but that person didn't come to it. Now, but we can understand, he did accomplish something. In other words, with what I said last night, that tshuva accomplishes two things. First of all, tshuva accomplishes that it changes the status of the person. The person who heretofore was a roshe, a chayte, so through tshuva he becomes a tzaddik. He changes the status of the person. And then tshuva affects kapor. So insofar, and as it was mentioned last night here, that we have two psukim. And so, in other words, so we have two alohes. That b'inod mechavere, in avir inod mechavere. So it's without pius chavere. So without tikkun amuvos, without rectifying the wrong that you did to a person, so then the tshuva is no tshuva, so memele, the Shem Roshe is not even boka, without pius chavere. And then there is the other pasuk of Ne'avishem Titor, that there is no kapore. There is no kapore for avir shmeno chavere without pius chavere. So what Rabbi Tzvi Petterburger says, and that is really mashma from the Gemara in Yume, is true regarding the kapore alohe. So in order to get kapore for avir shmeno chavere, so he has to get pius chavere. And not just the fact that the chavere is meichel, but he has to humble himself before the wrong party. Then he'll attain kapore. Mashein king ligabi da aloche, that the Shem Roshe is not poka, without pious, so they are even without the element of humbling himself before the wrong party. As long as the Havera is meichel him, so meichel the Shem Roshe is poka. So that's why the Chayodom was misake, that Jews should say in the Tfilas Akohar and in meichel of Chayodom and Chilek Mura, in order that many Jews should be able to lachlapoches to be mafkia the Shem Roshe. But in Ochaname, as far as Kapori is concerned, so one cannot rely on the fact that the wrong party will be saying to a Zako, and Mele he'll say, Hari an meichel lecholodom shachoto kenet negri in chilek mo. I mei isa shachoto lei, mei ve yud neyodom umamidom al kivrei, ve im yachotosil leke Yisrael, ve plei nizne shachotosil. Ve no agu livakish mechilo beerev ima kipuri. Takona as kadmineinu vichirem shal leitzi shemra al amesi. Yochel yudbeo vilil keis mosa shiyotze, rak shiyye kinem alaylo. So, many years ago, hundreds of years ago, it might be customary even today in certain places in New York, but today it's not a proper thing. Today people are not on the level to do it, and it's very improper to do it. But hundreds of years ago, it was customary for Jews to subject themselves to Malkus. Now the question arises, how can that be done? It's not Malkus. Malchus has to be done, I mean, when under certain circumstances, when a person was either an Avir Sheish Malchus with Asroi and Kabbalah Asroi and Agor Esedim, and anyway we don't have the person Smuchim and we cannot meet out Malchus. So how was that done? So that was done, in other words, the Malchus was in lieu of Yisur, because there are certain Avires that Tshuva and even Kippur are not capable of affecting the Chaporet Mure, unless it's coupled with Yisurim. So that Malchus, the embarrassment that was involved in the Malchus, that was in lieu of Yisurim. Now, the question arises, how was it Muter? Let's say, Rubin says to Shimon, you be Malchim, but it's a lav deraise. It's a lav deraise, and Amirim Yadol Chavirim Mikro Roshe. So the answer is, insofar as Hamirim Yadol Chavirim Mikro Roshe is concerned, so that's only when it's not done, Birtzenei of the Muke. But if the Muke demands it, so then we don't say Amirim Yadol Chavirim Mikro Roshe. And insofar as the lav deraise of Yisif is concerned, so of course, even if the Muke demands it, so it will still be involved in lav deraise. But the Rambam says, So, if he does it in the spirit of strife, of hatred, but if he does it not in the spirit of hatred and of strife, so it's mashmal Roshna Rambam that he doesn't involve the love of Yisif. Of course, it only means if he doesn't do it derech nitzoyen and he doesn't really hurt him, but if chas v'sholem it hurts him, he's mocking him in such a way that it hurts him, or if it bleeds, so then he's either a lav deraise, in spite of the fact that it's not derech nitzoyen, that the muke asked the make to do it. Anyway, not everybody, not all the daily Yisrael approved of that, but it was customary many, many years ago. Today, unfortunately, we are not on that madrige to subject ourselves to Malchus. Anyone who subject himself to Malchus, it will be an act of hypocrisy, because we are not on that madrige that to subject ourselves to Malchus. In other words, we already did the tshuva gmura, the most ideal tshuva, in the ideal way, in the maximum way, and the only thing that is necessary is something in lieu of Yisurim. It will involve an union of Yura and hypocrisy for anybody today to do it. But years ago, it was done. So he says, the Mechaber, Yochel, and of course, there is an union of going Tfile, Erev in Kippur, that is a basis in the Medrash. There are some gaining who say that one can even say a broche on the Tfile Erev in Makipurim. But, of course, we pass not a broche, but Tfile one has to go. So, Yochel Lidbeil Vilil Case Mosa Shiyote, Rak Shiyye Kedem Alaylo, Vin Mivore Patriot, not, we don't pass like Avamron Goen, that we say a broch, because on Mineg we are not Mivore, we pass. ואין צורך להתבייר רק פעם אחת ולא יבידו משם קרן. So, ואירוע הדין דעתו הסטסקה במים למה מהנה. Now, the Ramo, there is a machloket between Ramo and the Ari. According to the Ramo, the whole purpose of the tefillah is Mishum Keri. But according to the Ari, according to the Ari, so it's Mishum Tar. So Nachkimini is, according to the Ramo, that it's Mishum Keri, so Mineile, if it's difficult for him, because he feels weak, or he has a slight cold, or whatever reason, so then he doesn't have to go to Tefillah. So he can pour upon himself Tes Kavimayim. So it's also enough. Masha'im came according to the Ari, so it's Mishum Tare, so Tes Kavimayim will not be sufficient. Mishal Nesli Nes, Bin Rosh Hashanah, Bin Makipurim, Muta Lirchei Zivigno, Bin Makipurim, Bin Kikon Vatul Shivon, Ako Kishen Rabu Shalich Etzkol Shleishim, Tiras Mitzvah Muta. Thank you.